K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode of this podcast. You know where to find us. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, other podcasts and platforms out there where you can get the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Where it's football, indoor, mental, track, and field. Did a tremendous job this weekend. All right, I recorded that early this morning. That will be the first thing that comes out Monday morning on this feed. So if you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to get on that. Women's tennis and so much more of this podcast, folks. Well, men's basketball, at least of this. That was a high indoor track and field teams of the men's and women's finishing podium. The men were so close to capturing the Big 12 title. Comes up a spot short. Well, really, both teams come just shy of that. Low light. K-State men's basketball lose on senior night last night to TCU. And, yep, TCU last night, 77-68. Now, I believe now, I think my prophecy could be coming true here. Because I don't see, you can't. I don't know. I said it before the stretch of last stretch of these games began. Like I'm having a trouble. Other than that Baylor game that they somehow won. Now you look back at like, damn, all right, we got a little something here going. Maybe with the interim coach Matthew Driscoll, and then we're gonna go right back to being the tortoise here. Not winning any games. It looks like that way, anyways. For this team, it is, K-State fell to TCU 77-68 last night. In this game, Xavier Edmonds goes double-double on K-State in this game, 15 points and 13 rebounds in this game here. As we take a look, we're going to take a look real quick. We are going to take a look at the team real quick. And K-State was in this game, actually, for really all game long, and particularly really the first half there. K-State was only trailing by 3 points there. Again, TCU makes plays. Again, it's these little details that K-State, for whatever reason, cannot get. And at this point, with two games left of the season, they're not going to get it because you got to go – West Virginia is coming to your building next, and then obviously the KU battle in Lawrence, which you can forget. I'm even stunned at this point that they beat Baylor. I gotta be totally honest there. With it, I don't think anybody sees CS beat Baylor, but they did. We beat Baylor, and now you drop since that point in time, since that loss. Oh, that's not what I want. Hold up. Since that loss, you lost three straight. Two games left here in the first week of March. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm recording this postcast. First day of March. We are already in March, folks, already. March 1st, 2026. Yeah, West Virginia comes up in a couple of days, so you got a quick turnaround there. That's a Tuesday night game, and that's your last. Thank goodness. The heavens have spoken. K-State Nation's probably smiling ear to ear that this is the last game at Abramlin's Coliseum, at least for this season, because – whatever reason, the home court, I have talked about the home court advantage. It feels like every time K-State loses the basketball game in Bremlis, all that's gone, right? You're not getting your full support inside of what it's supposed to be the Octagon Dome, but it's just not. And so you got that going on, and losing the teams that you shouldn't be. Now look, this was a regular basketball year for K-State. They'll probably beat TCU. that's the regular. Now this is still Jerome Tang's already fired, so there's that. So this is technically still his team out there in his court. And again, it's gonna be fascinating offseason. Another offseason that we're speculating one of the big sports. We did it with football, and yes, I mean the new head coach Colin Klein, who was an absolute legend on the football field for this program or for the university. Not talking about basketball over the university on the football field. I mean, we'll see what's what. come fall, when all that shakes down, right? So all we can do is speculate, and the names on the staff, excellent, excellent, excellent. But we'll have to see. And from what we see on these videos, these training videos, whatnot, that football team getting after it a little bit out there. So there's that. So hey, we only can judge you. Hey, you only do so much. That hey, again, I think I said this earlier or last night somewhere. That you gotta be ready on game day. It all, everything comes down to that. You ain't ready, then I don't know what is. And yes, there's some X factors and whatnot. You can attribute to all that, but at the end of the day, it's all about, again, wins and losses. And even sometimes you want to get that losing PR or that negative split. Yeah, you gotta try to get that right. So again, it goes hand in hand a little bit there as well. So got that West Virginia, and then next weekend you end this year with your rival KU. And again, I said it's about the Big 12 tournament, but I don't think the K-State deserves an opportunity. I think the last four, if you're in the bottom, again, you're in the bottom fourth of your conference, you shouldn't be allowed to go to Kansas City. Again, Kansas City, that's where the T-Mobile Center. That's where the Big 12 tournament has been held for the last handful of years. We'll be back there. I won't be there, but K-State will eventually be there. Probably going to be one and done at that point. So you might as well just, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it, technically. But that's in the whole conversation there as well. But, yeah, so frustrating enough, you know, West Virginia, the last home game at Bramlage this year. And then, yeah, you got to go to KU where, you know, K-State hasn't been in. I'm definitely not putting out existence with all that. So, you know, we all should know better by now. But anyways, this game, senior night, K-State losing by 9 to TCU, a team that they should have beat on the road earlier this year, 77-68. Last night in Bramlage Coliseum. And then, of course, I'm recording this 45 minutes away from the regular season finale for the K-State Women's basketball team taking on Iowa State here in a little bit. Eddie Greer, the third, watch the podcast, all things K-State sports here. TCU, and this is despite K-State shot better than TCU from the field and still lost this game. 50% shooting from the field, K-State. The 42% shooting for TCU there. 34% shooting from downtown K-State. To 25 free throws. TCU, this is right. This is the difference maker of this game. Clearly, TCU get to the free throw line. 16 of 23 from the stripe to 4-9 for K-State. That right there. Easy to reason why. And maybe there's another reason. Well, obviously, there are many reasons, but probably that right there sticks out. 16 made free throws to 4. You cannot allow the opposing team to get that many opportunities at the free throw line. And it's been a connect there as well. And K-State got out rebounded by 5, 36 to 31 there, especially on the defensive side. Well, actually, no. Not too shabby for K-State, though. They out-rebounded on the defensive end of TCU there as well. But, yeah, again, it is kill K-State all year. Letting other teams get to the free throw line and being the difference maker of the game there. Nate Johnson, real quick, 16 points. 9 assists last night. Nate Johnson, another good game, but ain't enough. PJ Haggerty led the K-State, and I think with the Edwards, PJ Haggerty led all scores again in this game with 18, but K-State loses the basketball game. So, again, it's going to be interesting. A lot of questions at who even stays from this roster of Jerome, the last roster of Jerome Tang. We just have to see. That's just so many questions on this program that, again, you're going to have to start over. You just can't. I better not go that rabbit hole again. But yeah, you're not a start over and rebuild this thing completely. If I had a say in it, because you just can't. I mean, yeah, every roster has new players on it. I understand that. I've seen too much basketball. I've seen too much football. I've seen too much baseball. I've seen too much sports over the past handful of years. This is a little kid that I understand what's going on, okay? But, hey, if you're Casey in this offseason, you got to start this thing over. Get younger. Get top a little bit into the transfer portal. Look for some sophomores and maybe a couple of veteran pieces. But you just can't rely all your roster on the transfer portal. You just can't. Gotta get out there. There's other talent out there in the high school talent that you can find. I feel like I'm in a broken record about it on the show lately. And thank the good Lord that this is going to end. It is soon because, yeah. So, but, you know, PJ Haggerty, he's been a consistent performer. We knew that going into the season. He's been everything and probably more than that. And we don't deserve PJ Haggerty on his team. I'll put it out there, right there, keeping us in some of these ball games, not all of them, but some of these ball games, and being half quarter of these games being the game leading score in K State. You're not winning games. It'll be interesting to see. Let me see off the bench. Elastra Bekele came off the bench again for K State. Adding 6, he was 2 of 3. Andre Koch is also with the same point total, 2 of 5 on the field. CJ Jones had 3 points in that field goal. No, he was 0 for 4 from downtown, 1 for 4 from the field there. So Nate Johnson, 6 of 12 on the field. PJ Haggerty was 9 of 14. 18 points for Haggerty, 7 rebounds, 5 assists in the game there. We already mentioned Xavier Edmonds, big night, double-double night. Also following up, David Punch of TCU, he added 13 there, and then it doesn't help that the bench for TCU gets 2 players in double digits, 1 14 points in Toulson, the other one in Tanner Toulson, funny name, and then the other one is Latarius. Oh man, we got some alliteration names for this TCU. Not trying to make fun of them, but let's see, Latarius Levitevigus. I probably butchered that one. That one, and then you have Tanner Toulson. That's some interesting. Those are some funny names on that team. Well, one funny that those two guys, particularly off the bench, put up 14 and 12, respectively. Yeah. So that was the bench. That's it. They outscored K-State's bench. Hold on a second. Let me do quick math in my head. 26 bench points for TCU, 6-6-14. Just those two players. That's got to drive you nuts. I don't care if you're the actual head coach or the interim coach. You see that in the stat sheet. Two guys in double digits on your bench, off the opposing team's bench. Double digits. And not only that, good-ass points. 14 and 12. 14 from Toulson, 12 from Levitevigus, and... Oh my goodness! It's just another one of those things that, hey, you know, K-State finding these ways to lose this year on the court, and particularly at home. That the golden rule in any sport, college, NFL, whatever, and maybe baseball gets a little bit of pass because of how many games they play, whatever. But you got to protect home field, home court, whatever that is. Home arena, whatever that is you're doing. K-State definitely has not done that this season. And unfortunately, for the people that are going to have season tickets or whatever, or the students that are planning on going to this West Virginia game, they got one more game left. And that's it. And who knows? But speaking of Kansas City, who knows how many Purple Nation is going to show up? Well, TCU and K-State are purple, but we're talking about K-State purple. That's going to show up and support his team come Big 12 tournament time. We get to this one. Yeah, I jumped to that conclusion because obviously Iowa State and KU, they both turn out and all this other stuff. We get that. We should know that by now. But I don't know. I mean, there's still going to be, I think there's going to be a little bit of K-State purple out there, but I don't know. I have just a different opinion in general about it. But yeah, so there you go, folks, on that. TCU wins on K-State Senior Day yesterday afternoon, late, 77-68. And I'm not gonna mention it. It's a conclusion at this point about the K-State record, conference record, overall record for K-State now 11-18, only two wins in the Big 12 conference in 2025-26. TCU kind of looking the outside looking in as far as trying to get in that NCAA tournament. Now go to 19-10 on the season. The Profiler Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found for available daily, which is record K-State content, folks. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We're a daily podcast. Yes, sir. We don't stop on Friday. We keep it moving throughout the weekend like we are right now. There's going to be 3 episodes come out. Spoiler alert. I'm going to post one here for the afternoon. The other game that K-State baseball won, taking the series from Columbia, which turned out to be an exciting series, will come out later on tonight. That'll give us 3. Then, of course, I'll have the track and field out first thing tomorrow morning. And then we'll see after that. The basketball, this will be out first. And then, of course, the ladies, the regular season home finale, regular season finale for that matter, for K-State, we'll follow that. So there you go. So whatever is going on currently, that has to take priority first before if any news, unless there's breaking news stuff going on, which we do cover here as well. So there's that as well. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Once again, a score, final score from K-State Senior Day. TCU wins it. 77, K-State 68. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Go Cats.